I guess a lot of our camping and whatnot. Busy weekend. Let's turn to Luke chapter 5. Gospel of Luke chapter 5. Had a good visit with Barbara Wednesday night. And she seems to have a good attitude and everything with her physical problems. She certainly has lost a lot of weight. She was talking that hopefully she might be able to come to the picnic. And I think she's kind of working towards that. Hopefully she'll be able to have enough strength to be able to come. And had a good visit with her. We need to continue to pray for her and throughout this time. Luke chapter 5, and I'm going to read beginning at verse 1. Came to pass that as a people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, saw two ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for the draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which are partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. David asked me Monday night or Tuesday night, whatever it was, if I would fill in tonight. And I was thinking of some different portions of Scripture, and I especially enjoyed this portion as I meditated on it, and I'm sure you have at different times, and gleaned some thoughts from it in this story. We have here expounded portion of the call of Peter, of Simon. Mark chapter 1, let's go back there for a couple of verses. I think somewhat parallels this, but yet not so much in detail. In verse 16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. I think that somewhat parallels this portion. And then also when you think later on in the book of John concerning when Peter was out fishing, but I think this is certainly much earlier than that. We have Simon's conversion, and remember that in Matthew 16, where the Lord said to Simon Peter that you'll be called Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And Peter's name means little stone. And The Lord Jesus Christ, of course, is the rock in which his church is built upon. Peter was the one whom God used as one of the pillars in the foundation of the church. We see Peter's conversion, reminded of the story of Paul's conversion. When Paul was saved, Peter was fishing. He was a fisherman. Paul was a very, quote, religious man, a man in very in the law, in the Jewish law, and the customs, and so on. He was a Pharisee, and so on. But his conversion was when the light from heaven came down, and he fell to his knees and recognized that God was speaking to him. See, Peter saw the tremendous miracle of the fishes, and he said, "I'm a sinful man, O Lord." We're going to look at some of those thoughts. Peter was brought to his knees when he bowed his knees before the Lord Jesus and cried out, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." We begin by seeing the Lord's call to Simon. He came to where Simon was. Back in chapter 4, we see that the Lord Jesus entered Simon's house and he healed his mother-in-law. And here we see that he entered one of Simon's ships and taught the people from his ship. And the Lord came not only to heal, but he came to teach, didn't he? He taught the signs and wonders and so on. The Lord's call, he came to Simon where he was. He was out at sea fishing. See, as he was teaching the multitude, at the same time there was two ships there, and the fishermen were washing their nets. They spent the night in fishing. They toiled and labored all night, and it was time to wash their nets. The fishing was over. But the Lord said it wasn't time to wash the nets, but it was time to fill the nets, didn't he? Simon said to them, they had toiled all night and had taken nothing. We see the Lord's call. He said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for the draught." Very often you hear this phrase used as an admonition to go out, to launch out, to go forth. You hear this used in missionary emphasis, to launch out into the deep, go on out, not to become just callous or indifferent or just kind of stuck into a rut, but launch out, take a leap out, and go out into the deep, and to let down your nets for the draught. And I think we need to be reminded of that as something we need to think about in a vision, in seeing the work go forth, and to be willing to launch out. And we heard certainly about that Thursday night from our brother concerning telling our neighbors and those whom we know and see, and those who we cross our path, and they need to come to know the Lord as their Savior and to be brought into the fellowship. We need to launch out. And he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net." Simon said, "I toiled all night and we've caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." We see the Lord's command. We see his call, we see his command to launch out and let down the net. Then we see Peter's fruitless mission. He had toiled all night and caught nothing. There was nothing in the net. With all the labor and hours that they spent at sea in the ship, they had nothing for their labors. But Peter says, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." We see his fruitless mission, we see his submission. At thy word, I will let down the net. It's quite a response, isn't it, for a fisherman, for someone who has experience in fishing and so on. But Peter, knowing who he was talking to, and who was speaking to him, was the Lord himself. "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." The submission was based on the Lord's word, wasn't it? And that's where submission starts, isn't it? It's from the word of God. Unless we spend time in his word and in the scriptures, we never know what it is to say, "I will," in obedience to him. We need to know the will of God before we can know what God's will is for us, don't we? And the only way we can know his will is to know his word. Tremendous words of submission that Peter gives: "At thy word, I will lay down the net." And I wonder how many of us is willing to say that. At thy word, I will lay down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and the net brake. We see the Lord's catch. Peter was used as an instrument. We see his call, his command, and we see his catch. It was the Lord that filled up the nets, wasn't it? They were washing the nets, they were done their fishing. But the Lord told them to go out into the deep and cast their nets, and he filled the net. Peter's submission to the will of God. It was a multitude of fish. It was filled. The ships were so filled that they began to sink. Hard to imagine how many fish that must have been. You know, the Lord himself who created the fish could put the fish right in that spot so that they could fill their nets full. He's the only one that could do that. And Peter needed to learn the lesson. Without the Lord, he could do nothing. Peter was worthless. All his efforts was worthless without the Lord. And when he saw what had happened and tremendous miracle that had happened, Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He told the Lord to depart from him, because he felt in his own heart that he was not worthy to stand in his presence or to be near the one who could perform such a miracle as this. The one that could fill those nets till they would break. And I'm sure that it had many that perhaps maybe never a time had Peter seen the nets so full in his life. But the Lord filled them. And it was a great multitude of fish. And he was so taken up with what he had seen. And in recognition in his own life of who he really is, that he felt he was unworthy to be even in his presence, to be near him. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." And you know, it's the condition of each one of us, wasn't it? In a time in our life when we recognize that we weren't worthy in any way to be in the Lord's presence. It was nothing in ourselves that would cause us to be worthy of anything of His grace and His mercy. There was nothing we could do to save us. It was only by recognition that we're a sinful person, that we're sinners by nature, that we're born in sin, and recognizing that we need a Savior, and by receiving Him, would we be able to come into His presence. Simon said to the Lord, "Depart from me, for I am such a sinful man." And you know, Paul often reminds us that he was a sinful man, didn't he? That by the grace of God, I am that I am. And he said he was Paul often reminded us, I'm thinking of a verse, but I can't quote it, but he often reminded us of what he had been saved from. And it was a light from heaven that came down and that brought Paul to his knees. It was a miraculous filling of a net of fish from the sea that caused Peter to be brought to his knees. And I think it's interesting because God used both of these men in a tremendous way in opening the door of the gospel to the Gentiles, being missionaries to the Gentiles and to His own people Israel, as Paul was used to carry forth the work of God. It's interesting how the Lord saved them and used them for His glory. "I am a sinful man, O Lord." Reminded in Isaiah 6, the vision there that Isaiah has, says, "Woe is me, for I am undone." And then the Lord of hosts says, "Who will go for me?" And Isaiah's response was, "Here am I, send me." He realized that he was a sinful man, that his heart was sinful before God. He was only a sinner in His presence. And Simon reminds us that that's all that we are, is I am a sinful man, O God. And we can be thankful this evening that God has saved us, He's washed us from our sins, and He's given us eternal life. And we find that the net was filled with fish. And it was so filled that they beckoned unto them that the partners, which are in the ship, that they should come over and help them. Were partners who helped them with the net. And they were James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were partners with Simon. And you know, we're partners in the gospel, aren't we? We're helpers together. But that's how the Lord has designed His work, is that we're members of His body. We're members one of another. And we're partners in His work, aren't we? We're to help one another. We're to be helpers together. We're to be helpers in pulling in the net and pulling in the fish, aren't we? That's what we're to do. And sometimes I wonder how much of a partner I am. And we need to stop and ask ourselves, what kind of a partner am I? Am I one that is pulling in the net, and pulling in the fish for his glory. After all, it's only the Lord that can save. But he wants to use us as instruments for his glory and telling others of the gospel and seeing his work go forth. Or are we so involved in our own things, in our selfish things, that we have no time to be real partners in the Lord's work? Simon called upon the partners to help them in drawing in the net. Then we find Peter's commission in verse 10, the last part. Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Simon was commissioned by the Lord. But from here on, you'll be catching men. It was a great multitude of fish. We don't have the number, but I'm sure it was a great number of fish. Peter had forsaken all and followed him. And I was wondering what, perhaps maybe something in his life that later on that would be an evidence of the fact that he would catch fish. And we know the Lord used Peter in a tremendous way. But let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and we have an evidence of here of the fact of the Spirit of God coming upon them at Pentecost. And Peter was speaking in verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house that where they were sitting. They appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. We have here when the Spirit of God came and filled the house. Just as God filled the nets with fish, and as the Spirit of God came, the place was filled with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit came upon them, and they spake in their own tongue, and everyone heard the message that was given. It was a formation of the church when as was prophesied, that at this time that the Spirit of God would come and would the body of Christ would be instituted. And it was the beginning of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as the head and as members of his body. It was when the Spirit of God came and filled the house, and the believers were filled with the Spirit of God. He came and indwelt them at this time. And then we see that there was multitudes of them that were 3,000 of them that were saved and were added to the church. In verse 47 of chapter 2, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So his commission was to catch men. And the Lord used Peter mightily in catching men. And he, as the Spirit of God came and filled the house, the ministry of the church at the beginning, and the formation of the church, and the church, many souls were added to it. He would catch men. The net would go out of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and would be filled for His glory, for God's glory. And I somehow was thinking that perhaps maybe this is one of the evidences, and I'm sure there's many others, of God using Peter to catch men for His honor and glory. Peter spoke at Pentecost and was greatly used of the Lord. And when they brought their ship to land, they forsook all and they followed Him. Tremendous thought when we think of it. But they forsook all and they followed Him. They were astonished at the miracle that the Lord had performed. That He could perform such a tremendous miracle in filling the net with fish and to overflowing. And here they had toiled all night and caught nothing. And Peter was reminded that it was nothing in himself that he could do to save himself, that in himself was worthless before God. But when he forsook all and he followed Him, he realized that the Lord was worthy. And he realized that it was only through Him, in the evidence of the tremendous miracle that God had shown to him, that he would follow Him. It was evidence before his eyes. His commission was, and he in obedience to it, he forsook all and he followed Him. And we see here of Simon's conversion and how the Lord had tremendously used him for His glory in his life. I was reading in Milk and Honey for April, and I was reading this little poem. I Heard His Call, William R. Newell. I heard His call, come follow, that was all. My gold grew dim, my soul went with Him. I rose and followed, that was all. Who could not follow if they heard Him call? Are we willing to forsake all and to follow Him? And that's what Peter did. When he heard His call, he followed Him. Are we willing to follow Him? Are we willing to forsake all and to follow Him? Recognizing that what He has done in our life, the miracle that He has performed in saving us, and recognizing that we're only a sinful creature saved by His grace, and He wants to use each one of us. Peter was simply a fisherman, and He used him for His glory because he left all and followed Him. Let's just close in prayer. Father, we do thank You for Your word. And we thank You for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank You that He left His all and from glory, came to the sinful world and gave His life on the cross of Calvary for us. Thank You that He shed His precious blood in order that we might be washed of our sin, we might know the knowledge of sins forgiven, and guilt that can be removed, and life eternal with Thee. And Father, help us to be willing to follow You and be willing to say, I'm only a sinful creature, but I want to follow You and I want to forsake all and to follow You. Father, help us, we pray, to be exhorted and to be encouraged to go forth and to be used of Thee. And help us to be vessels that are fit to be used. Father, help us to know the cleanliness of your spirit each day, and to know that we need to confess our sins and to keep short accounts with you, and that that might be real in each of our lives, and we might be vessels fit for your glory. Father, we give you thanks now for this time. Blessed as we go forth, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen.